Well, good morning, beloved. It is a wonderful privilege for me to begin my Thursday morning with you in God's Word. Today, we're back in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Here, Paul was probably the first Christian missionary to Corinth, and he founded the church there. He begins his letter with words of greeting and thanksgiving, and then states that he has received a report concerning dissension among the believers. His appeal for them is to put aside their differences, and he reminds them of their union with Christ. And as we continue this week, God's saving word for us is wisdom. So, let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1 at verse 1. From Paul, who was called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God which is in Corinth, to all who are called to be God's holy people, who belong to him in union with Christ Jesus, together with all people everywhere who worship our Lord Jesus Christ and their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always give thanks to my God for you because of the grace he has given you through Christ Jesus. For in union with Christ, you have become rich in all things, including all speech and all knowledge. The message about Christ has become so firmly established in you that you have not failed to receive a single blessing as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be faultless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is to be trusted, the God who called you to have fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I appeal to all of you, my friends, to agree in what you say, so that there will be no divisions among you. Be completely united, with only one thought and one purpose. For some people from Chloe's family have told me quite plainly, my friends, that there are quarrels among you. Let me put it this way, each one of you says something different. One says, I follow Paul, the other, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Peter, and another, I follow Christ. Well, Christ has been divided into groups. Was it Paul who died on the cross for you? Were you baptized as Paul's disciples? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. No one can say then that you were baptized as my disciples. Oh. Yes, I also baptized Stephanas and his family, but I can't remember whether I baptized anyone else. Christ did not send me to baptize. He sent me to tell the good news and to tell it without using the language of human wisdom in order to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, where Paul writes, God is to be trusted, the God who called you to have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, it's interesting, beloved, you know, good news travels fast and bad news travels even faster. Even without telephones or telegraph or the internet, the news about the dissension in the church at Corinth had reached him, in a completely different city. And we find Paul responding immediately. He has to deal with this immediately. Why? Because dissension is a trick of the devil. It's the devil's most useful tool. It is what the devil has used to keep the church of Jesus Christ weak for over 2,000 years. Here, in the very first century, the church is just a few years old, and here we have denominationalism already sitting in. No, I believe this way. No, I believe that way. Beloved, I believe in Jesus. He is my Savior. and that's all that I need to know. Amen? Well, let's pray. Holy God, your servant Paul reminds us that you have called us to live in union with Christ Jesus. He added, many times there may be issues that cause division among us. Give us patience and understanding to work through such issues and to unite us in thought and purpose. May your will be done, O Lord, so that your name is glorified. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, where the Apostle Paul discusses the wisdom and power of God versus worldly wisdom and power. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.